WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examine a speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine to depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space and habitation, nanotechnology, slavery, warfare, labor, bioresearch, prosthetics and agriculture, all areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Banana. Send them away? No, they left. When they couldn't see you, they just left. It's a scandal. Everyone's gonna be talking about it. Everyone's gonna be laughing at me.
Once in Mount Pei on the reservation, more than anything, I wanted to be chosen to be one of the hunters. They didn't want me. They laughed at me.
Well, what did you do?
I hunted alone.
Well, it's not like that here, John. The most important thing is community, identity, stability. It's wrong to do something alone. Besides, what would I do?
Anything you wish to do.
I know you want to help, and I appreciate it, but you couldn't possibly understand what I'm going through. After all, you're nothing but an uncivilized savage.
Bernard. Everything will be all right again.
I don't think so. I think it will be exactly the way it was before.
The way you were when I first met you. But that would be very good.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Bernard, there's nothing wrong with being unhappy. Perhaps I do not understand. Perhaps you should speak to a friend you can trust. You have a friend, don't you?
Of course I do. I have dozens of them. Dozens. Helmholtz. He's got time for me day, night. Come on.
Whoever it is, go away. I don't want to see anyone.
Helmholtz, it's me.
Please, there are people trying to engage instead of wandering about shouting in the middle of the night.
Oh, Bernard, John. Well, come in, come in.
Really? Some people just have no sense of decency at all.
It was horrible. To have everyone leave me there? To be left? Alone? All alone. You can't imagine what that felt like.
But I can. That's exactly what happened. I found out I could imagine it.
I was chosen to give the guest lecture at the School for Advanced Emotional Engineering.
I don't know what suddenly possessed me, but instead of using the prescribed rhymes as examples, I started reciting a work of my own.
A new jingle. Well, what's the harm in that?
No, it's different than that. Wait. Here. I'll read some of it for you. I flee from all committees. Stick but a broken drum. Midnight in the city. Flutes in a vacuum. Shut eyes, sleepy faces, every stopped machine.
Oh, stop it!
I know it's full of ideas, dissident ideas. There's even a part later on about the pleasures of solitude.
Well, don't read it. Ideas like that. But my thoughts, suppose they got inside someone's head.
Yes, that's what the president of the Solidarity Council said.
When I had to appear before them. And of course they're right. I know they're right. It's just that I can't...
Well, you should have destroyed these. You should have computer shredded them. They're not jingles. I have no idea what they are.
Poetry.
Poetry.
Poetry. What kind of thing is this? Explain it to me.
Well, it's not like anything else. It's beautiful. Like this. What a piece of work is a man. How noble in reason, how infinite in faculties. In form and moving, how express and admirable. In action, how like an angel. In apprehension, how like a god. That's worse than what Helmholtz read. Beauty of the world, the paragon of animals. And yet to me, what is this quintessence of dust? Just stop it! Like, stop it! No!
Yes, right. The words are uncivilized, vulgar. And yet the sound of them, the rhythm. Obviously, whoever wrote them was a first-rate propaganda technician. Some primitive jingle writer, I suppose. But the emotions, the ideas, grief, hate. Computer lets its bowing to angels and gods. Now it's all too uncivilized and vulgar. If only there was some kind of believable madness and violence and passion that one could write about. What could it be?
First of all, I hope that your lordship understands that I've made every attempt to reform the savage's thinking. As a matter of fact, the constant contact with the savage has allowed me to rededicate myself to the ultimate principles of community, identity, stability, so that I can fulfill
it. Yes, I'm sure it has, Mr. Marx. I'm sure. But at the moment, I'm much more interested in the social and emotional development of the savage than I am in you.
Oh, yes, of course, I'm getting to that. I merely wanted to make sure that your lordship understood that any maladjustment shown on the part of the savage is not my fault.
Then whose fault is it, Mr. Marx?
Well, as a matter of fact, he's been spending a great deal of time with Helmholtz, Watson. They seem to be spending hours together talking of all sorts of aberrational things like grief, passion, love. Not that I let myself be in the least contaminated by what they're saying.
But of course you listened to it.
Yes, of course I have to. It's part of my duty, isn't it? On the other hand, if you feel that I shouldn't...
No, not at all. How else would you be able to report to me?
Yes, that's what I thought. And of course, it's the only reason I did listen.
You say that the savage talks a great deal about passion. And in fact, love. Perhaps his maladjustment has to do with his relations with women.
It can't be. He doesn't have any. Relations with women, I mean. Not that I haven't tried my very best to explain that he should engage with as many women as possible, but apparently he's just too primitive to understand about morality. As a matter of fact, he actually seems to think it's wrong to want more than one female.
Then there is one particular female he has shown a more than ordinary interest in.
Yes, I've made due note of it. I can give you the name. Not that I've observed them myself, but I did hear the savage mention the name to Helmholtz. It's Lenina. Lenina Disney. Perhaps I could speak to her if you like, warn her of the consequences.
No, since she is apparently part of the experiment now, too.
supposed to be fertilizing a batch of gamma females, and I think I turned them all into epsilon males. There, you see, it's all right now. And besides, they can always use an extra batch of epsilons. But that's the third mistake I made today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I do. You haven't engaged with a single man in over a week, and you refused to go to the orgy session last night at the YWFA. I suppose everybody's talking about how bad and immoral I am, but I can't help myself. All I want is him, John. But he doesn't want me. Oh, nonsense. I mean, every man wants you. Why wouldn't he? Yes. Why shouldn't he?
I'm very glad you could come. I need to talk to you.
I'm here for you, John. I just don't understand you. Sometimes I think you want me, and sometimes I think you don't. Don't you like me even a little?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, more than that. More than words can wield the matter.
Oh, I knew you really wanted to be with me. You do, don't you?
Nina, I want to be with you always, forever, for all eternity.
No, don't say things like that. First you say such nice things to me, and you talk to me as if I were some awful bad woman.
Oh, no. You, so perfect and so peerless, created of every creature's best.
But if I'm so perfect, then why haven't you asked for me?
I'm not worthy of you. If my bill should not pay, I would have brought you the skin of a mountain lion. But here I do not know what it is I should do to prove myself to you. Nina, set me a task, anything. I'll make mountains level and the continent melt itself into the sea. Oh, mistress that I serve, who makes my labors pleasure, if only this. Let me fetch and carry for you.
But why? There are machines to do everything. Or at least epsilon semi-morons. Besides, you needn't do anything at all. Just take me. Oh, please, take me. Oh, please, make me quick. I'll set my dial so you can drive me wild. Hug me till you drug me. Give me a kiss that's full of bliss.
Oh, shame, where is thy blush? Did it stop at all? Get me to a nunnery, go!
What?
Assume a virtue if you have it not! Out of my sight, damned and whore!
A gram is better than a dam! When your nerves go jingle jangle, a soul will make you spick and spangle.
Fit you not the soiled horse, go to it with a more riotous appetite. Oh, frailty, thy name is woman. Was this goodly book made to write whore upon it? God's a monkey!
Yes?
John Savage?
Yes, this is John Savage.
Linda Lysenko.
How serious?
Approaching terminal bliss.
Before you're dying in asthma, I'll be there right away.
Love is madness.
John?
Telecom, it's all right.
Yes, sir.
Nanny nurse, what is this commotion about?
He insists on going into the intensive euphoria unit.
Are you the head nanny nurse?
Yes.
My name is John Savage. There's someone here. Linda Lysenko. I have to see her.
I'm sorry, but no visitors are allowed in the IEU ward without permission from the chief dispenser.
I received a call. She was dying.
Of course. We naturally assumed that you would be glad to hear the news.
I'm not glad to hear it.
Well, we can't have that. After all, death is happy. Death is good. I'll see that you get an amphetamine pill.
No, I don't want a pill. I just want to see my mother.
Mr. Savage, we don't allow that sort of dirty talk in here.
That is all, Nanny Nurse?
Yes, Chief Dispenser.
Now then, Mr. Savage, I assume that you're here about Linda Lysenko. Well, I can only tell you that she's doing extremely well. Her megasoma infusions have had to be slightly increased, but she really seems quite cheery and happy, as of course is normal. Altogether, we're quite pleased with her condition.
You mean she's going to be all right?
She is all right, Mr. Savage.
But the telecall, they said she was dying.
Yes, any moment now, I should imagine. Tests indicate it will really be quite quick and simple. No need at all for a simple euthanasia treatment.
May I see her first?
I can't imagine why. But she's through there, in the final euphoria lounge. Don't disturb the others who are dying.
The others?
Of course. Death is social, and death is shared.
There. Yes, exquisite, isn't it? Of course, I can't do the sort of finished artistic work they do in post-termination with molded plastic application, silicone injection, pigment infusion. Still, I actually prefer the little, what should I call it, lifelike quality that's always lacking in post-termination.
Yes. Isn't Linda Lysenko?
No. I was going to start next on her. And believe me, you absolutely will not know her when I'm through.
No.
But the results are so much better if I can start while they're still in a pre-terminal state.
No!
Well, if you don't care how she looks.
Linda.
Were you playing outside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to study now. So, when we go back to the other place, you'll know everything. Mm-hmm. Say your alphabet now with me. A, B, C. Vitamin D. I forgot. What is it? I've forgotten.
A, B, C.
C.
Vitamin D. The fats in the liver. The gods in the sea.
That's it. That's it.
E, M, G.
G.
H and I, forwards in his flipper, and as good as in the sky. Linda.
John? Is that you? Don't go away again.
I won't.
Tell me again about what was it?
About
pretty lady dreaming?
Tell me that now, please.
And see what visions I have seen. What towers cloud capped. And men that like angels fly. Thither shall we go, you and I, and sup perfection.
Mind if my class plays a little, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. That's part of the fun of my job.
Good. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Go!
Leave her alone.
You understand? Leave her alone. Get them out of here, you understand? Get them out of here!
Certainly not, Mr. Savage. You should know by now that this is a prescribed death training class. How dare you interfere with the children's death conditioning?
Get them out of here!
Come along, children. Come along. We'll go play somewhere else. Come along. We'll have a nice game of Hunt the Zipper, and then we'll go to the crematorium, and we'll have lots more fun.
Really?
There's nothing at all wrong. She's just dead. Attention in the intensive euphoria lounge. A new happy one has just passed on. They'll be right in to get her. Are you sure she wouldn't benefit from a little touch-up before...
into lines for soma distribution. Thank you. Please form yourselves into lines for soma distribution. Thank you. Please form yourself.
How many goodly creatures there are here. How beauteous mankind is. Oh, brave new world.
That's it, everyone.
This soma is bad. It's poison. It hurts you.
Please don't do that, Mr. Savage.
Soma makes you into slaves. It robs you of everything magical and special within you.
Mr. Savage, please don't do that.
You can never be free until you're free of soma.
Everyone be calm. There is an ample supply of soma enough for everyone.
I'm not going to let you take any more. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Don't you want to feel alive? Don't you want to feel free? Don't you want to feel the blood coursing in your veins?
Mr. Savage, don't do that.
This is poison!
Mr. Savage. Mr. Savage, they need their soma.
No, they don't.
Emergency. Heliofusion plant number 3. Send solidarity forces immediately.
Occupant John Savage. Present location. Activity respond.
Mr. Savage.
I'm finding out now.
Soma Distribution Center Heliothrax Energy Plant. Activity inciting riot.
Before they're gonna think that this is my fault. Where are you going?
To help John.
Soma! 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 So
control. He's totally out of control. Let's get out of here. No. Let's help.
There. Stop them. It's all right now. We'll take care of everything.
Ready to spray them with soma vapor.
Cover them with anesthetic hypobeam. Bring up the synthomusac speaker.
Ready to synthocast. Voice of reason tape?
No. I think the voice of good feeling.
Anti-riot speech number 2. Medium strength.
Yes, sir.
My friends.
Hold on.
Please. What is the meaning of this? My dearest friends, why aren't you all being happy and good together? Happy and good. At peace. Be gone. Please. I do want you to be happy. Be happy. Now goodbye, my dearest friends. May the good Ford keep you and watch over you.
Now destroy goodbye,
May the good Ford keep
apparently, the soma vapor did not completely restore them to emotional stability.
Destroy soma. Farewell. We don't need your soma. We're free.
Right?
He's the one who caused it. The savage. Nevertheless, I'm afraid we'll have to take them all in. Will the three of you come along quietly, or must we anesthetize?
We'll come.
Thank you.
Oh, me? Well, why me? I'm not involved. This is a mistake.
I'm sorry, Mr. Marks, but orders have been issued directly from the Western Controller's office by his Fordship Mustafa Mond. All three of you to be taken in immediately.
Especially the savage. After all, he was anthropologically unique.
Why are they taking so long? What are they going to do? If I could just explain to someone, this isn't my fault. What are you doing?
I'm making some notes on a new jingle about feeling.
Feeling what?
I don't know, something, anything, just feeling.
That's ridiculous. And it's certainly not going to be any help with the trouble we're in here.
I don't care about that.
Well, I do. What about me?
What rhymes with hurt? Quirk? Dirt? A spurt, that's it. Not the deepest wounds could hurt, though from them life's blood did spurt.
You'll tell him for me, won't you, John?
Yeah.
That this isn't my fault?
Tell him what you...
Look at this, Bernard. It's an antique. They call it a book.
No. It's Shakespeare.
Looks like a book to me. Fortune. I can explain everything. It was a mistake. We didn't mean it.
I did. I meant to do just what I did, and I'm not sorry.
Well, I want your Fortune to know that I'm sorry. I'm deeply, deeply sorry for everything that I've done wrong, whatever it is.
Yes, Mr. Marks. And what about you, Mr. Savage? Any apologies from you?
No.
Apparently, you don't like our civilization at all, do you?
No.
Then you find nothing in our way of life to your liking. Nothing at all?
The music. That sometimes is pleasant.
Oh, yes. If music be the food of love... Enough of that.
You've read Shakespeare?
Oh, yes. And others. Music hath charms to soothe the savage beast. You see, Mr. Savage, my special conditioning has allowed for all this, even though it's prohibited to everyone else. For those of us who must ultimately guide others to do what is right, it is imperative to understand the lure of what is wrong. And of course, it is a lure, isn't it?
Yes.
No. I hated every moment of it.
Well, Unfortunately, whatever the motivations, your actions have caused problems. Definite problems. But then there's a quite simple way of removing them.
What is that?
By removing both of you, of course.
Oh, no.
You will have to be removed to some other place so that the possibility of the contamination spreading will be removed with you.
You mean you're going to send us away to some free island like Iceland? I don't deserve a fate like that, your fortune.
No, no, Mr. Marks, nothing like that. You and Mr. Watson will be allowed to choose among any of the free islands to live on. Tahiti, Jamaica, Hawaii. And of course, you will be allowed absolute and complete freedom to do anything you want. Read anything you want. Even think anything you want.
That's wonderful. No, it's perfect. That's all I want to. Be free to write anything I want. And not just jingles, but something more. Something different. But not somewhere like Tahiti. No. That would be too easy, too pleasant, too much like the life here. Isn't there somewhere else that's harsher, colder, less perfect?
Oh, yes. There's a free island to meet every dissonant taste. Lapland, Greenland, Antarctica, the Falklands. Of course, we don't have many calls for those. And life on them can be a bit bleak and lonely.
Wonderful. That's perfect. That's exactly what I want. Something cold and harsh and bleak. Then I know I'll be able to write something different. I'm ready to go. The sooner the better.
Well, fine, fine. You can arrange everything with the Extended Vacation Bureau. Just tell my assistant, Marlena Krups.
Thank you, Your Fortune. Thank you. John. But we'll talk before I go.
May I read your poetry?
Yes. Thank you. Wonderful.
Bernard, coming?
Have you gone insane? I can't go somewhere like Lapland or Antarctica. I don't have to go someplace like that, do I, Your Fortune?
No, no, of course not, Mr. Marks. I think you'd much prefer somewhere like Tahiti.
Tahiti?
Yes. A pleasant climate, no work, charmingly pneumatic females.
Females?
Yes. As many or as few as you desire. But study the brochures, Mr. Marks. I'm sure you'll find the right thing just for you.
John, I'm off to Tahiti. And, I just want to say that I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I hope you find what you want.
Charmingly nomadic females. You do anything you want. Read anything you want. Think anything you want.
What about me?
Yes, what about you, Mr. Savage? You pose a much more difficult problem. Unfortunately, your dissidence is so ingrained, so much a part of you, that it might even be socially dangerous to send you to the free islands. And of course, it would be impossible now to send you back to the primitive reservation after your exposure to civilization. And, on the other hand, you have made it quite clear that you can't be allowed to openly wander about as part of our society.
I don't want to be part of your society. I want to be alone. I think it best to find some isolated place where I can be completely and totally by myself.
Yes, that may just be the answer.
Thank you.
And for your sake, I hope it is. Yes, we'll try it for a while, Mr. Savage. I'll make all the arrangements for you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Savage. I took advantage of my position to let myself in. I hope you don't mind.
No. If you'd like to join me, I think I have enough for two.
Enough of what, exactly?
Well, it's going to be a stew. Potatoes, carrots, onions, fresh fish heads.
No, thank you. I had some imitation scrambled cholesterol before I left. But you go right ahead. Interesting. You've grown your own food. Built furniture, woven cloth for yourself. So now you're Robinson Crusoe. This is your very own Walden.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry. I was referring to some other books that you perhaps haven't read. But then I'm sure the same ideas could be found in Shakespeare. Someone cast on an island who builds a dwelling for himself to live in.
Be not afraid. The isle is full of noises, sounds, and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not.
Ah, yes. The native Caliban from your Mr. Shakespeare's The Tempest. And, is that what you are now, Mr. Savage? Not afraid? At peace with yourself? And if so, why do you have this? To drive evil spirits out of your body, I suppose.
I don't believe in evil spirits anymore. I'm not even sure I believe in the good ones. I wish I could, but I can't.
So we've taken that away from you, too. I'm sorry. But then if you don't believe in evil spirits anymore, why do you whip yourself?
I still believe in my spirit. And the desires within me which are evil.
But my dear Mr. Savage, with a violence passion surrogate treatment, you could achieve the same end, but without any of the unpleasantness and inconvenience. No need for hair shirts and whips. Just the proper button to push. In complete comfort.
I don't want comfort.
Then what do you want? Unpleasantness? Suffering? Pain?
Yes, I want all of that. And all of the things you've done away with. I want danger, I want poetry, I want goodness, I want sin, I want freedom.
Put more directly, what you are really saying is that you claim the right to be unhappy.
All right, then. I claim the right to be unhappy.
But that also means the right to be sick, to be crippled, to be insane. The right to grow old and ugly and wrinkled. The right to protect yourself from violence. The right to kill or be killed. The right to have too little to eat.
And the right to hope, to love.
Yes, even the right to fall in love. And then be spurned, betrayed, left racked with pain and jealousy. Is all of that really what you want, Mr. Savage?
That's exactly what I want. I claim all of it.
You're welcome.
Right, right. Now there's the angle I want, right through there.
Now remember, I want the Feely camera following him at all times. Now, DB?
No. Wait till the Savage comes outside. I'll tell you when.
I'm sorry. Visitors aren't allowed here any longer. Who's in charge here?
I am, officer. The name is Darwin Bonaparte, and I happen to be a Feely film director. And this is a Darwin Bonaparte Feely film conceived, produced, and, of course, auteured by Darwin Bonaparte.
Who gave you permission to do this?
The Western World Controller, His Lordship Master Vermont.
Oh, that's different.
I'm afraid you're in the way there. If you don't mind, I don't like distractions when I'm creating.
There he is!
Cameras?
Ready when you are, DB.
You see how I've caught the artistic essence of the Savage, Your Lordship. A lone outcast surrounded by the uncivilized forces of nature.
Yes, I do see. It's quite beautiful. Alluring, in fact.
But I assume you wouldn't want it to be too...
Too persuasive.
Right. Exactly what I thought, too. Of course, this is just a rough cut. Naturally, I plan to get rid of all the alluring parts. You'll see, once it's edited, speeding up, slowing down, changing words. The Savage will be a charming comic.
Mm-hmm.
and of course auteured by Darwin Bonaparte.
Who gave you permission to do this?
The Western World Controller, His Fortune, Master Vermont.
Oh, that's different.
I'm afraid you're in the way there, if you don't mind. I don't like distractions when I'm creating.
There he is! Cameras? Ready when you are, DB.
You see how I've caught the artistic essence of the savage or fortune, a lone outcast surrounded by the uncivilized forces of nature.
Yes, I do see. It's quite beautiful. Alluring, in fact.
But I assume you wouldn't want it to be too...
Too persuasive.
Right. Exactly what I thought, too. Of course, this is just a rough cut. Naturally, I plan to get rid of all the alluring parts. You'll see, once it's edited, speeding up, slowing down, changing words. The savage will be a charming comic figure.
Charming? I thought you meant to say something else.
Pathetic. Primitive? Ridiculous. Ridiculous, yes. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Yes. When I finish, the savage will be completely ridiculous.
The Sensu Feely Corporation presents a new Feely film by Darwin Bonaparte. A farcical comedy produced, conceived, and auteured by Darwin Bonaparte. Simple Simon Savage.
I think we're going to need some more guards. They're all bottled on their holiday ration of amphetapep.
If the savage doesn't come out soon, it could turn into a riot.
You'd better send for soma gas. We may need it.
Yes, sir.
No, please.
Please, no.
Please, no.
John.
Oh, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
episode again.
Already have them.
I must find her.
Perhaps so. She's over at the collection station.
No, she's here. She's waiting for me. Breathe, Lenina. Then no more shall I. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. And lips, O you, the doors of breath. Seal with a righteous kiss a dateless bargain to engrossing death.
Termination casualty, Sergeant?
No, sir. But there was one case of a complete derangement. A beta. Female. Lenina Disney. And when we revived her, she began talking very strangely.
We couldn't make out all the words, except for some very vulgar ones.
Yes?
Love? Marriage?
And some even filthier than that. She kept pleading to be left here. Of course, we re-somatized her immediately.
See that she's taken to the nearest moral reconditioning center. Obviously a case of acute sexomania. But a few days of synthotherapy and she'll be quite normal and happy again.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Savage? Mr. Savage?
Is it finished?
Yes, all records of the experiment have been computer shredded and completely electro erased.
Of course, he posed great problems. People wondering how he could do without Soma. Why he lived alone. How, why? But still I wonder. Was there another way, Malwina?
For the Savage? What?
I don't know.
Well, you tried to civilize him. To teach him.
Yes, like Caliban. The plague take you, Prospero, for teaching me.
Caliban?
A different savage than a magician, an ancient kind of controller named Prospero, tried to civilize. Just a story.
I don't understand.
No, but John did.
Will there be anything more, your fortune?
No, nothing more at all. The cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on. our little life is rounded with a sleep.
You have been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes, where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human-machine evolution.